Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Shift podcast. This is episode 681. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Hello. Just let everyone know, sorry about last week. We had some technical difficulties, lost the whole recording. So there was no episode last week. Back this week.
Well, there was an episode last week.
We recorded, but didn't record.
It just doesn't exist.
Yeah. Spirit, but, and in talk, we did.
Yeah, correct. There was entertainment made, or attempted, but it doesn't exist.
Just how we were thinking. I was thinking about you guys.
Yeah. Now, what's worse, to do a show and lose a show, or to do a bad show and still have it?
Lose a show.
Yeah. Even a bad show is better than no show.
No,
do you
we
think
did.
Last week's was a good show?
Yeah, I think pretty good.
I don't remember.
Yeah, your days go by quick.
I don't ever remember the shows. Like, I don't remember what I say. It always, like, I think I have like a good idea what we talked about until someone asks me what we talked about, or because friend of the show Marshall 205 loves to ask, like, what'd y'all talk about on the show, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, just listen to it.
Or he asked you, why'd you say this? Or,
but when someone is like, hey, yeah, when someone asks me like to revisit something I said, I'm like, I don't even know if I said that for sure.
Now, what episode was that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the problem. They're talking about last week. And I'm like, how far back did you go? Cause I just don't. We've been doing this for a really long time. And in the grand scheme of things, it is a really short part of our week. You know, it's an hour and a half that we spend like each Sunday. So a lot of life happens. And then we have text messages with the group on there. Plus I play games with various, you know, members of our little kind of friend group. And so I don't know what conversations happen where anymore. And I also talked to friend of the show 205, Matt, and that starts to Matt 205, whatever. No, just friend of the show, Matt, Marshall 205. I had them have a baby.
Oh,
just
okay.
Then my brain just had that. Yeah. My brain seized up and I had them have a child together. So, welcome to Earth. They're here now. But yeah, so I talked to friend of the show Matt a lot and I don't know. It's just hard for me to remember what conversation was wearing with who anymore.
I get that. So anything exciting this week for you?
Not really. I guess it's 2 weeks worth of time now that I'm talking about, but I still don't think anything exciting happened. I don't think I really bought anything of substance that matters. And I don't think I played anything. I don't know if I talked about RV there yet on last episode or the episode before.
Yeah, it was last episode.
So the only thing I played that's new, that's not the same old, is RV there yet. And it is a friend slop game, playing with Marshall 205. I'm playing on the Steam Deck. He's playing on his PC. It's been a good, silly, goofy time. I will tell you, we're at a part now where we have failed twice and it takes a couple hours ish, maybe an hour to get through it. And when you get all the way to the end and then fail, it's tough to want to go back and repeat the same steps.
Right.
Like to proceed forward, it is the same thing. And so I told him the other night, like, hey, if we fail, I'm done with this for tonight. And we failed after probably an hour and 15 minutes. We failed. We could see where we needed to go and couldn't get there. I just see that being a problem with the game. Like, I see me getting burnt out quick, having to repeat the same steps because we're making errors. You know, the game is meant to be enjoyed with more people. Would it be better with more people? Probably. Would it be easier? I don't think so. You know, I think you're relying on like having just such a good time that you don't mind running it back. But with just him and I, the frustration grows because it's very easy to blame. He probably blames my driving. I blame his direction. And I think it wears pretty thin on us when it comes to that. I don't want to be done with it yet, but I will tell you probably one or two more times of failing that same area. I don't like the area we're in. It's dark. To me, it's the least compelling area that we've had to do. It's also quite a significant jump in difficulty. And I'm just not enjoying this section. And I don't think he is either. So I would love to get through here and see what's next, but there's a chance we don't. I think if we do it one or two more times and don't make it, we're probably just going to hang it up. But it's been good. I think we paid $6 for it. It's been fun. But I think I also talked about the new course that came out on Walkabout Mini Golf Hollywood.
Hold on before I go back to RV there. I was going to ask, is it like Mud Runners or anything like that where you have to do the mission and then when you fail, you have to start over? Does it go like that or?
It's not really like the mission. It's like if you could imagine you're on one very long road and to beat the game, you get to the end of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they're divided up in almost like biomes. So like when you go into a new area, like the challenges are different. Visually, it might look different. You make it through that section to like a little garage repair hub. And each one of those is kind of like a section. So the mission is literally just to continue through on your way to the interstate.
If you fail, you have to start all the way back over
at the beginning of like to the last garage you went to.
Okay.
So the problem is like on our last fail, you could see the garage we were going to, but the RV was stuck. We didn't have what we needed to get it out. There was no way to make it get out. And the physics aren't good like Mud Runners. Like it's wonky. It's one of those type games. It's supposed to be that way, but everything handles a little goofy. Everything's floaty. Everything's over the top and ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it just is frustrating to be that close. I want to get out of this dark area. We're in a cave right now. I don't want to be in it anymore. So I don't know. It is good. It is fun. We've had a lot of laughs. We might be ending in the near future our time with that game if no one else gets it. And I don't know that anyone else should buy it. We're going to play Peak next, which I would love everybody to jump into. But again, it's going to require you be on a PC. It doesn't require much, but you got to be on a PC.
Yeah. PEAK.
Yep. It's 10 out of 10
on Steam.
Yeah. It's a friend slop game too. Designed to play with your friends. It changes every day to kind of keep you coming back. I think we'd have fun with it for a couple weeks.
Oh, now you were saying you're playing the new level on Hollywood.
Yes, on Walkabout Mini Golf. I won't bore everybody or ruin anything. I'll just tell you, it's a really fun course. It's set on a Hollywood movie set. So it gives you a lot of variation because you're going kind of like set to set and then also playing like through the set itself. So you go on different holes will actually be like the movie set itself. And then you'll play holes kind of between the sets. So it's really unique in that they weren't really confined to a theme as much because they could do anything. So it's really interesting. It's really good. All of them are really good. The putter is fun. The balls are fun. It's a really good course. I continue to just be in love with that game. It's part of the Passport series. So they have Venice and Tokyo, and then they have Hollywood. So the Passport, in my opinion, have been the best courses. They are the most realistic since the early levels. They've kind of got departed from like, and moved on to like really silly and over the top physics and stuff. This one does have some over the top physics, but it's not too much. But it's really fun.
Yeah, I have fun with those.
Yeah, we should all get back into there too.
It's been a couple weeks. That's all you've been playing? Any Rocket League or
Party Animals? Yeah, just the normal stuff. We've been playing Party Animals, Rocket League, and then Walkabout. So there's nothing new with that. We continue to play all of those. Rocket League started their new season. I haven't committed to it yet. He already bought it. I probably will, but we haven't played anything of substance. Well, we played one time since it reset.
So me, I try to go out and buy some of those more the little Astrobot figures, little $10 mm-hmm. ones. No Walmart had them. Went to one by me, the one by you, the one on 41A, and the one in Oak Grove.
I will say that if you just like can't find them anywhere ever, I'll sell you my two if you want them.
Okay.
I more wanted to open them. I'm good to keep them, but like they probably mean more to you than they do to me if you can't find them anywhere. So just let me know. I will tell you, I didn't keep the packaging. So if that matters to you, I was planning on displaying them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to open them up. I went on eBay and seeing if someone was selling, but of course, people were trying to make a little bit of money off of it.
Well, you can just pay me my whatever I paid for them. If you can't find any, just let me know.
Okay. That I did buy. I just showed you before the show. I did finally get the gingerbread Lego set ordered. I was on. It finally came in. I got a little notification. I ordered that. Some Brickhead sets I wanted to get. There's a Fortnite one. And then there's another one I wanted to get to. I got the crappy Easter egg.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing. Because I was only like $4 away from it. And I was like, well, shoot, I'll just buy a $10 set and put that on there and get it. I got
What'd you add for a $10 set?
The mini truck, the little one, the little baby.
All the rods?
Yeah, the rods. I got the...
Hell yeah. Now you got to get them all.
Got the food truck.
Now you got to get them all.
It was only $4.99 away. So I was like, well, let me find a $10 set. And I had that on have there.
The Rides doesn't have a food truck. Let's pull up. Let's make sure you got the right one. Because Rides has police, firemen.
I got a food truck that was.
Gamer. It must not be the Rides. Does it have a baby?
No, it doesn't have a baby.
Oh.
The fries truck. You,
the fries truck. It's a good looking set. You're going to do like a food truck park in your city,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of
Yeah. I assume that you have the new Bricklink sets in the news.
Yes.
All right, we'll talk. I'll wait to talk about that. I have the burger food truck, but I almost feel like I should get the fries to put next to it. That's a fun one. Does it work like the food truck one? Yeah, it does, like the burger one where you can lift the actual back off the truck. Yeah, the burger
just
does that
set
too.
Set that down and just have the.
Do all of them do that?
No.
The burger does it though, because I have that.
Don't
one.
Think the donut shop.
Oh yeah, it's like more like a truck.
The penguin ant.
Oh, that one's fun with the clear drink on top. That one's fun. The minifigure's good too.
Burger when you can. I got those. Now playing. I got that stuff out. Playing wise, I played some more Outbound. Still liking the game. I probably will get the game in full on play it. Like I was saying, it's kind of like a Firewatch walking simulator game. It's fun. Play Fallout 76, of course, that I'm playing a lot of the Spider-Man 2. Get more and more into the story with that.
Is it growing on you?
Huh?
Is it growing on you?
Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
It is. The web mechanics and the fighting still bother me. It's not as smooth.
I think
it was
last week, so I think you guys don't know this, but he absolutely shit on that game.
And I shit on the fighting mechanics and the web game.
He shit on that game last week. It's good to see him be a little more positive about it this week.
Yeah, I'm playing through that. Still enjoying the. Now I'm doing my whole flying around, doing a couple missions here and there, but unlocking stuff and trying to get the whole map. I can see the whole map first. Then doing like I can go around and grab all these. So I'm going to go grab all this stuff instead of progressing the story. So I'm making the game longer than it should be.
Right.
I downloaded the Madden game, but didn't play it because I saw it was free. And I was like, you know what? I haven't played a Madden forever. Let me download it and play and see how it is. Will I play it? Probably. I don't know. I'm still playing Spider-Man. There's a couple other games. They're going to be coming out that I want to play, so the Madden might get pushed back. Not played at all, just deleted because I've never played it. And that was my playing and purchasing this week.
My chicken's making crazy noise. I'm going to go check on it. I don't have to leave. I just have to go look at the window there. Okay. So you can jump into the first news story. I'll still be able to hear you. I don't know what's going on out there.
All right. So first, we're going to talk some Sony. PlayStation news. Usual. Allegedly, Sony is going to be dropping the PSN branding sometime this year, later. They're thinking probably around September-ish. There was an email that sent out to everybody. Well, not to everybody, to certain people saying, and it reads, "We would like to inform you that Sony Interactive Entertainment has strategically decided to phase out the terms PlayStation Network and PSN across our platform in order to properly capture the breadth of our evolving digital services." And they talk more about it, but that's like the opening statement. It's not going, they're just going to rebrand it. It's not like they're not turning it off or anything like
that. Yeah, just a new name. Mm-hmm.
All right, next one. 2 months in a row, the PlayStation 5 has outsold the Switch 2. And some people are like kind of confused. They're like, well, Switch 2s are in stock. What's going on? Why is the PlayStation selling? Some people think it's because of all the Xbox games that are coming to it. So people are buying the Xbox, the PlayStation to play the Xbox games. There's no rhyme or reason.
I would tell you that from my perspective, the PlayStation is selling maybe outpacing where a lot of people thought it would be, but I would say the Switch 2 sales are down. You got to remember that thing was the fastest selling Nintendo console of all time, which means a lot of people got it front loaded. It won't be that way this next month coming up because of the new Pokemon game.
Yeah.
The
Pokemon.
What's that thing called? Pokopia. Pokopia. Because of that, you won't see that again. Like I'm very confident that Switch 2 will outsell everything. That game is a system seller. I mean, it makes me want one. So I think it is just Sony has continued to stick around and do well, and it probably does have something to do with some of the new titles that are coming that people have wanted to play, but they didn't know what system to go with, so they just didn't upgrade at all, and now they can upgrade and play both. But I would say a lot of it just has to do with consistency, whereas Switch 2 had fallen off because it sold so well when it came out. I think it's interesting to see what next month looks like when a big game hits.
I do think it'll probably change a little bit in the summertime because where kids will be out of school, parents will probably want to keep their kids engaged, and they might decide to go to Switch 2 instead of a PlayStation or Xbox.
Yeah.
Next one, the PlayStation Portal and PlayStation decided to do some updates, and I did an update on the Portal, and it added 1080p high quality mode and some UX refinements. If you do have a Portal, make sure you do get it out and upgrade it. And then when you go into your settings, make sure you change your settings to max resolution. It does not automatically do that. It'll stay on the 1080p standard. You'll need to change it to 1080p high quality. With the update, the PlayStation 3 also got a console update. It went to version 4.93, has arrived, and basically just improved system performance. If you're still one of those people that have a PlayStation 3 and you're using it, that does have an update. You still have a PlayStation 3, right?
Yeah.
You have the Fat Boy, or did you get a Slim?
I have both. So the one that I was using still, like the one that is actually, well, they're both packed away now, but I have both.
I had a Fat Boy, and my Fat Boy bricked, and I sent it in for repair, and then they sent me back, not the Fat Boy, but like a slimmer version.
Yeah, so I have a launch version, and then I have the Slim. And then for PS4, I had the launch, and then I got a Pro.
Now, it's been announced that Starfield is coming to PlayStation 5 April 7th.
It's the worst kept secret in gaming.
Well, now some trailer. Todd Howard basically came out and said, yeah, it was going to come to PlayStation eventually. We're just waiting to see. But it's already like the number three selling or three most pre-ordered game this year for PlayStation. Now they announced it. Also coming out with South of Midnight is going to be coming to PlayStation on March 31st. Then Killin, KILN, is coming out April 23rd.
Man, I just can't help but to think that they would be, that they would benefit from spacing these things out a little better.
Yeah.
Not that those other two are like, are anything compared to Starville, but it's like, I mean, damn, you're kind of running them back to back to back. Like, give it a little time to breathe.
Right, you're doing South of Midnight, then a week later you got Starfield. So you don't even give people a week to get South of Midnight.
Yeah, you're going to cannibalize South of Midnight completely. You know, I heard mixed things about South of Midnight, but some people really liked it.
Yeah.
To me, that's just like poor planning. They're trying to just, what it is, you get a little taste of that money and you're like, we should bring everything over. But you have to be somewhat strategic still.
Mm-hmm. Next one, there's a rumor that, we talked about this before, but there's a more with the rumor that PlayStation is going to do a PC launcher for their games. And this guy, this Pirate Nation, has been very, I guess, reputable speaker, come out and saying that the reason they're doing it because that Sony wants to be able to keep 100% of the revenue instead of giving it a Steam. And it said Marvel Wolverines is going to be one of the first games coming to that. I think eventually Sony will still port to PC some games and it will be available to Steam. I think eventually they'll see it.
I'm sure this will cycle back through. It already was important, then wasn't important, then was important, then wasn't important. I mean, they have data to back it up. Obviously, it's not worth the juice isn't worth the squeeze in this case. Like, you're not selling so many copies that it makes a difference. And you're probably also hurting some of your potential to sell systems to people who do want to play those games. So I just don't think Sony sees the benefit. Now, games like Helldivers or whatever the next, those games are going to continue to come to PC.
Yeah.
Like, I believe those are going to come just like you just with Marathon, and like, those are going to continue to happen, but I just don't think they're worried about like The Last of Us coming anymore.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like, I just don't, they're not worried about that. Let that be a single player experience that lives on PlayStation that drives people to your console. But you know, I don't know. I'm just a guy that talks on the internet, but you're going to see PC games still.
Now Thai games, THI games, they are basically shovelware games to put on the PlayStation Store. They had a whole bunch of games delisted, hundreds of titles. Sony has added more games in two more publishers. They did, Norsha Games. Let's see, games like Ghostly Whiskers and Haunted Paws have been delisted from it. CGI Lab is the other one. Also had a whole bunch of games delisted on. Hundreds of games. So far, over 700 games total have been delisted. All right. The PSVR news here. Firewall Ultra, a game we played, the original Firewall as one of our game night games. Firewall Ultra was a game that was going to be coming out, but apparently Sony decided to axe it and they're no longer coming out now. The last game that came out, Zero Hour, did not do well. So they decided to do away with this one.
It sucks. I feel like that was one of our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But it just didn't, you know, they went PSVR 2 exclusive. The game didn't do well.
It's a bad game.
I mean, we love the first one.
Yeah. Next one, Hygard was removed, and Sony decided to go ahead and give everyone a refund for it if they bought it. Nice of them to do that.
I'm sure it's at somebody else's expense, but that game needed to be refunded.
It says here that it's not clear that if Steam or Xbox will refund you, but Sony decided to go ahead and refund all their who purchased it. Should I miss this one? But hold on.
Gerald's emotional about this story.
All right. So the PlayStation VR 2 has reportedly been jailbroken for PC. Hackers claim to claim eye tracking and haptics have been unlocked. And they were only able to do it because of the HDMI little VR kit that you can buy, the little set that hook up your PSVR to the PSVR toolkit. It'll give you the plug-in to your PC.
Shout out to people who are smarter than I am.
Mm-hmm. Not going to jailbreak mine, but smart people.
It needs eye tracking. It also tells you that they could unlock that in the system if they wanted to.
Yeah.
But I just do not believe they're going to put any more time, money, or resources into the thing.
You think there'll be a VR when the next PlayStation 6 come out? Or will they just give it to where you just use your PlayStation 1 or VR 2 just to plug into it?
Yeah, I think your PSVR 2 will just be compatible. I think they're probably done with that experiment for right now. I mean, you're even seeing Oculus pivot to AR. I just think that maybe that didn't catch on like everyone thought. And their focus is going to be on that handheld that's going to come out with the PS6. I don't think so. You can only do so many things.
And if companies don't want to make games, and most of the games aren't that great.
Yeah.
So, Spider-Man Brand New Day released a trailer, and it did 718 million views in 24 hours on YouTube. The record was 475 million by GTA 6. This almost doubled it. Crazy.
Yeah.
Now, this is also people rewatching it multiple times to try to find like the little hidden Easter eggs and stuff like that.
Spider-Man is a powerhouse of a franchise.
Yes.
I think it's like easy to forget sometimes because you get.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've done better, but there is like Spider-Man fatigue. I think they've done better protecting it, but yeah, I think you get a reminder every now and then of just how big Spider-Man is. You saw it with like the Spider-Verse, like you saw it there. Every few years you get a reminder, like people still super care about Spider-Man and what a compelling character that I think Peter Parker is probably more compelling than Spider-Man himself.
Yeah.
But I think that's what makes Spider-Man so good compared to a lot of the other superheroes. They did a good job
casting. I mean, because if they didn't cast Tom Holland, they got somebody else. I mean, because the other ones, I mean, people like Tobey Maguire better, but he was just a little bit older. They got, you know, Tom Holland when he was younger. So he looked vulnerable.
I think people look back at Andrew Garfield and they enjoy that now.
Mm-hmm.
He was not received well then. But I think there's no doubt that Tom Holland is a very good Spider-Man. Tom Holland's a good actor. Again, Tom Holland fatigue when they put him in everything that Sony made. But he's a good Spider-Man. He's a better Peter Parker, I think. I think Tobey Maguire was a great Peter Parker and a Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just, it's funny to remember like that Spider-Man is freaking huge because it's easy to forget that because it just never goes away.
All right. Some Xbox news. Two more people from Xbox have left. Lori Wright has left her role as a corporate VP of partnership for a decade with Xbox. And then general manager of gaming, AI, Haya Sang is leaving after 13 years and joining the Netflix gaming division. People have left.
Yeah, it's also interesting to see Netflix still making gaming hires. I don't know about your Netflix, but like when I click on my TV, like the third tab down is like Netflix gaming.
Yeah, out of nowhere, it's just showing up now. Because months ago, like, you couldn't even see it. You couldn't find it.
Correct. They're like pushing the hell out of it.
Yeah. I mean, Netflix is going all in. I mean, look, they buying this, buying that, bringing this studio over. They're buying IPs. There's a couple of TV shows that I watch. I just now read that Netflix is bringing them over because they got canceled in other ones. There's a rumor that Halo's coming to Netflix, and they're trying to buy the Halo to bring the show on back.
Yeah.
Imagine playing Halo on Netflix.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Some more Xbox news. Two games are leaving Game Pass in late March, just announced. Mad Streets and Peppa Pig World Adventure, both leaving.
Damn, Peppa Pig, rest in peace.
No. Here's Mad Street. Here's a screenshot of Mad Streets. It's like a car and four people just beating the shit out of a car.
I guess it's like a beat 'em up. Also, real shitty move for whoever runs this website to not have posted the screenshot from Peppa Pig. If I was in charge of this, there's no way I'd have pulled a screenshot from Mad Streets. It'd have been Peppa Pig Adventures all the way.
Right.
That game's free and has no ratings.
Xbox Series X just has a huge discount on the Microsoft Store for some people. It's for just for you. If you go to it, there's they drop it out. And it's in pink, it'll say just for you deal of the week. And it's one person that did it. It's normally $5.99, and they got a 42% discount, dropping down to $347.99.
Another tough person, move to be buying an Xbox right now when you know their new thing is you know, they're already talking about Project Helix. But $250 off is not, like, you kind of got to think about it. That's pretty huge.
That he got 100% discount, $250.
He got $100 off, I think it said, not 100% off.
70%
off. Yeah, 17% discount, which is $100. Yeah. Yeah, it's not, that's not nothing, man. 32% off of the Series X with the big hard drive, with the bigger GBs.
42%.
42. That's the white one. That's the, well, no, oh, that's,
looking,
oh, that's
okay, you're looking at the black one over here. Okay.
The black one. Yeah. The white one is the digital edition you're looking at. Series X digital.
Okay.
So yeah. The black ones both have the disc drive. So I spoke incorrectly.
Hey.
Not bad.
If you're looking to purchase, I mean, go to your Xbox store and log in and see what kind of discount you can get.
Just so you know where I am, my Xbox Series S is not plugged up to an HDMI because I didn't have enough slots and I chose the Steam Deck over it. So I have PlayStation 4, 5, PlayStation 5, I have the Switch 1, and then I have the Steam Deck hooked up, and I do not have the Xbox hooked up.
I have a 4-port HDMI switcher remote that I can switch to turn each HDMI port on.
So I should say it's hooked up that way, but when I got my new TV, I don't use that box anymore. So it is, in fact, hooked up, but I have not used that since I got my new TV. That's how long it's been since I've played Xbox.
If you guys don't know, early on, Ryan used to play in the bedroom.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, sitting on the edge of the bed.
Yep, screaming. Now I play in the living room, but I will say I still go through phases. I used to play, had like a gaming chair that I would roll out and sit right like in the middle or right in front of the TV. My TV's on the mantle, so I'd get it far enough back where I wasn't staring straight up. But now I play on the couch.
I might have a recliner. I recline back. Unless we're playing mini golf, I stand right in front of the recliner.
I'm in like a goofy angle. I would play better if I could get myself centered up and be a little closer. But man, it's just so easy to just sit on the couch. But yeah, and then on walkabout, I do stand in the middle of the living room.
Yeah, when we play walkabout, and if anybody sits down, you can clearly tell they're sitting down.
Yeah, because they're 3 feet tall, but also they're not good. You know. Both things are immediately clear when you sit down.
Mm-hmm. All right. Xbox has demonstrated a co-pilot that'll be coming out to your Xbox. It'll show up on your screen. You'll say, hey, whatever you want to call it. And then it'll show on the right side and you can say, hey, tell me the cheat level for this, or how do I beat this boss, or where's the answers for the puzzle? Phil Spencer's the one that mentioned it.
I don't need this. I would name mine Clippy, though.
Clippy.
Yeah. I miss the paperclip telling me what to do. I just don't need one more thing to slow my system down that I could just Google. Like, I'm good.
All right. Xbox is now letting you add the game, add games to your library on PC, or your on your PC. You'll log in and say add to games. You can add it, and it'll show you everywhere you can add it to. They're preparing for the big Project Helix. Play everywhere. And let's see, here we got two more games. The titles have been announced for April and May of 2026 release. And one of them is Vampire Crawlers, April 2026. And Subnautica 2, after all the legal stuff going on, is getting a release. And it'll be released on May of 2026. No news. The first one, Hori, H-O-R-I, has announced there's a Nintendo Switch 2 licensed Mario Kart racing wheel. It looks pretty nice. It's nice and red. I like the red on it.
It looks good. It looks like what I assume a wheel in a Mario Kart would look like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who is that serious about Mario Kart. They got a sim set up to play Mario Kart, though. Part of Mario Kart is kind of its silliness and its driftiness, and I don't know how that's going to feel on a wheel. It's interesting. It looks nice. I think Hori makes decent products, so.
Nintendo has announced that they've added some more games that are fixed for backwards compatibility. A Hat in Time, Botany Manor, Dadish, Darius Bus, another Chronicle EX, and Darius Burst, not Bus, Burst, SC Court, Doom 2026, Final Fantasy 12, Ernest Evans Collection, Kirby Return to Dreamland, and Limbo. All been games that are still having problems. They said in here there's a Roman Rumble, Hoop Shoot, Summer Games Challenge, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutants Unleashed. They're still having problems, and they're working on those. Nintendo, with the updates, have also did an upgrade to the game chat to make it much better.
I'm interested to see what it's like on Switch 2, because it was awful on the first one. Hopefully it's good enough now.
Now with it, they did a battery boost for it on this update. It's supposed to make your battery better. One user noticed that when he was playing Doom 2019 on Nintendo Switch 2, his boost gave him 3 hours and 43 minutes as opposed to 5 hours and 5 minutes with the boost turned off. Also, with the thing on here too. Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness has been added to the GameCube Nintendo Classics collection. If you like that game from the GameCube, it is on there.
I have that GameCube, that edition, the XD edition. It's fun.
All right. With the battery boost, Nintendo is going to be making a specific Nintendo Switch version for the EU. That has where you can remove the battery and replace it. EU has new legislation for environmental impact that the batteries on all things must be removable. So that's going to cause
Shout out to Nintendo for doing the R&D to make this possible, but not making it available everywhere. What a shit move.
right? So people are talking about how now they're going to want a EU version, a Nintendo Switch 2. So
yeah.
What replace the battery.
What a bizarre move to like do this and then still be like so non-customer facing that you're like going to release it everywhere.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mario Kart Tour, the game, is now 18 plus in Brazil. They've also passed legislation to change some rules in there because of the game has gambling and loot boxes. And so they had to raise it up. Belgium has already done this and some other European.
Yeah. Countries. Immediately when you read that, I thought, yeah, that's the mobile game. I immediately thought that is because of your ability to like do microtransactions.
Yeah, Tour's the mobile game.
Yep. I played it for a while. It's okay.
Some games have been announced for Nintendo Switch 2. Destroy All Humans. Will be released around June 23rd. Destroy All Humans 2 Reprobe September 15th. Disney's Epic Mickey Rebrushed. Looking around October 6th. And then SpongeBob SquarePants Titans of the Tide is on October 13th. You liked, or you did you play Epic Mickey Rebrush? Not a game you.
No, I played Epic Mickey back in the day, the first one. I never played any of the others.
There was random news here. The Resident Evil Requiem was the number one game last month. NBA 2K26 was number two. Call of Duty Black Ops 7, 3, and Minecraft was number 4. Helldivers 2 was number 5. Your top selling games. Here, so this is kind of weird. They're doing an art book for Clear Obscur Exhibition 33. And the art book, with an exclusive illustrating cover. And let's see, you get a die-cast premium cardboard box, a gold color metal medallion. The medallion looks pretty good. It's right in the middle. Some 10 lithographs, metal plaque, and dedicated packaging. And this is a little too late, but if you're a fan, and it does look nice.
People have cooled down on talking about that game, so I'll be interesting to see what this does, but it looks nice.
As of right now, there is no pricing for it. It's 352 pages. The pre-order will start on March 23rd, so the day you listen to this. It'll be going through May 6th, and then with the release date of November 25th. All right, Minecraft Dungeons 2 has been announced. It'll be coming out in fall, this fall, for Xbox, PC, Switch. Then later on PlayStation. We never did the dungeons.
Nope.
We jumped in it once and played, but I didn't have fun with it. Multiplayer game.
Yeah, we talked about it, but never did.
All right, now we got some closing news. Tom Clancy Studio laying off 105 developers, Red Storm. Ubisoft is closing out of over 100 Red Storm devs. Next one, Tomb Raider Studio is doing its fourth round. Crystal Dynamics is cutting another 20 people from its team. Or people lose jobs, unfortunately. There is a theme park for Minecraft, will be coming in 2027. The $70 million Minecraft theme park. It'll have a big, huge roller coaster. It's going to be in London. Fortunately, we can't go there unless we fly over to London.
I mean, we could go there.
Yeah. So right now in Orlando, there's a Poke Park. Super Nintendo World is in Orlando, and then Poke Park is in Japan. There's some other video game themed themed theme parks. All right, so they announced a game coming to Meta, The Boys. If you like the superhero game, TV show, not The Boys. There's a game called Trigger Warning coming out for PlayStation VR. I'm sorry, PlayStation MetaQuest VR. I got hyped at first, and then I saw like the graphics of it. It looks okay. Then watching the gameplay trailer of it, it's okay.
It looks okay. I've learned not to judge VR games on screenshots though, because I find a lot of the time, like, it doesn't matter once you're in it. Like, it may not look excellent, but once you're in it, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, when you get in there, it's a different experience.
Correct. Yeah. I have no doubt it would be pretty immersive and probably fun.
Did you play, did you watch the show at all or?
Yeah.
Now, if we can get multiplayer on this might be even better.
It's weird that it was Sony Virtual Reality and it's on Meta. Mm-hmm.
Sitting or standing.
See. Sony Pictures Virtual Reality, SPVR.
Yeah. Single player. All right. Amazon had some games for free this month. Sir Questionnaire and then Rebel Galaxy. Make sure you definitely claim your Amazon Luna games, Amazon Prime Luna games, and your Epic. Epic also had some games on there free as well. I know I forget sometimes to mention to you guys, but make sure you constantly log in and claim your free game. Also, Crimson Desert came out. Is this a game you, as anybody that you talked to, thought about? There's a new website I've found. It's All Key Shop website. They've been listing out games, the top selling games on here. It's for PC, Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo. You can see all kinds of it and how much prices. If you click on it, it'll tell you the cheapest place to get it. It'll automatically take you to it. If it's cheaper on Amazon or the PlayStation Store or Best Buy or Walmart, it's pretty good. All right, last but not least, we're going to go over to some Lego/brick news. First brick news, Mattel Bricks, the brick shop, has announced a Battle of Castle Grayskull. It's a He-Man or Masters of the Universe set. I don't know if you've seen this or not.
Did not see this.
Here's the steel shot of it. The little minifigures are not good at all.
Yeah, you know, that's the problem with most other sets. I keep wanting to buy the what's the Mattel brick one that I keep wanting to buy?
At the cars.
No, it's not that. Well, I actually don't even think it's Mattel brick. I think it's just like Mattel, and it was bricks before they had it going, but it's the that Netflix show. Why can't I think right now? Let me see if it pulls up here. Everybody's probably screaming right now.
Hot Rod, cars.
Yeah, there's so many cars.
Disney Princess.
Not any of those. Yeah, let's see what we got here under building blocks, all sets. It's literally just cars and kids stuff. It's not going to come to me right now.
Change it, maybe.
No, it wasn't under like the brick stuff. But if you search for it, it would pull it up. We've talked about it before, but I'm drawing a blank right now. Squid Game.
Squid Game.
But it's the same thing. Like those minifigures are those little like figures. Oh, they don't even have. Oh, you got Squad. You got Squad Game up here. Hell yeah, Squad Game. Type in full squid. I think that's wrong too. QU. Just hit search, see what pops up. Also, I think it's S, like Squid Games.
Most game.
So maybe they don't even make it anymore.
Or they're not licensed.
But I wanted that set. But I just don't know. Like, it doesn't. There it is, Mattel Creations. It's Mega Block. But it's under Mattel Creations. But see, I really want that set, but it comes with just like little tiny action figures. What's cool is when you crank it, though, that they move, like they actually move through the set. But they got like minifigure hands.
And then you on can, front, man. You put them, you click them like down here. You see where you click yeah. them on the thing. On sale?
It's for a, yeah, it's a fun set. Yeah, I want to give about $40 for it.
All right, so back to Castle Grayskull. Disappointed.
I think the set looks good. The minifigures are literally just tiny figures, though.
Yeah, there's posable, like.
They're not posable. They're like, think of Army Man, but tiny.
Yeah. But He-Man.
Yeah, but He-Man. Or He-Man.
Okay, now some Lego stuff. Lego news. They've announced this Douglas DC-3 Pan Am Airline AM. A set 11378. Comes with the big plane and some four minifigures. And more for the four minifigures I do like. I like the
I will tell you, this is maybe the first plane that I will buy. I really like that set. It's like throwback. It's an old Pan Am. It looks super good. It is $219, but the four minifigures it comes with are awesome. Very like retro air, and I think it looks really good. And I think it would look good on a shelf.
Now, I don't know if you noticed, but the Lego, if you're a Lego insider, you do get it a couple days before it gets to the public. So this will be early access on April 1st, and then everybody can get it April 4th.
Which is weird, because there's like not a shortage with these things.
Yeah. So you're just gonna get, you have a chance to get it early.
I guess. It's like not going to ship any earlier. I don't feel like you could probably get it earlier buying it in the store.
But see, I think 3 days earlier is not as good as like 3 weeks early.
Yeah. Or even if you did a week earlier, it'd be probably about the same. I guarantee you that I could probably go to Target 2 days before that comes out and buy it off a shelf. Mm-hmm. Or a day before I can like pre-order it. You know, I don't know. It looks good though. I kind of want it.
They've also announced this, not the Nike Air Max 95. This shoe is being re-released. It's the big versions. So the Legos decided to do this Air Max 95. It's at 43025. This was a big, big, huge shoe in 95. That's the year I graduated high school. I did have this shoe, the original one.
I have a hot take for you.
It is nostalgic. Okay.
What's your best Lego Nike set so far?
I agree.
Like not even close. The way they did the air, mm-hmm. like logo floating to the side is crazy. It has a little stash box when you rotate the shoe that pops out to keep weed in or whatever. And I think the shoe looks magnificent. And I think the minifigure is freaking awesome.
And the minifigure has the shoes on.
Has the airs on and also has like a hoodie. I think the minifigure is awesome. I think that whole set is great.
Also, I like on the head, the head for the minifigure, you can go female or you turn it around and it go male.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I wish they would do that more so than like grumpy face. I would love for them to do female male heads versus like regular face and then goofy face. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's the female face. Kind of get a good look at the male face here. Got like a little chin, got a little grin on him.
Yeah.
I also like this this set as well. It's going to be $100. It's released on March 28th, so later this weekend.
I think it looks good.
They also announced another Jurassic Park set. It's the Dinosaur Fossil Triceratops set 77985. This is the second one that they did. They did a Tyrannosaurus Rex earlier. It looks good. Not a bones guy, but I do like the set. The set looks pretty good with the minifigure and the display.
Correct. If you have the other one, it'd be a shame not to have this one. Mm-hmm.
It does come with a Dr. Gary Harding minifigure, so
yeah,
if you're into the Jurassic World, you get them. They've announced the Lego Crocs sets are out. You can go online and buy them. The big red one is also is back in stock, so you can buy the big red one, big brick. You wanted it. When I ordered my Legos yesterday, seen it.
They're big. They're expensive. I love the giblets.
They're just so expensive. Look, $39.
Yeah, I don't think I love them for $39.
You can't tell me you can't go to the Lego bin and probably buy this for $5.
You just need the attachment points. Yeah. You need the things on the bottoms.
That's it.
Yep.
Minifigure is going to be one that everyone's going to want to get.
I want the B-Girl so bad.
Bucks.
$39, though. And then I don't even want the rest of that crap.
Mini. I'm sure the Mini are probably going to sell for $50.
Yeah.
I have no interest in getting any of the Lego Crocs.
Same.
They've also announced Lego Star Wars Yoda and Darth Vader bust. They both look good and they both come with minifigure.
These are cheaper busts. I will say I disagree with you on the Yoda. I think Yoda looks horrible. His face is fucked up. Something wrong with his eyes.
This is also a part, like they did the statue. They changed him up and he almost has the same exact like eye look.
Yeah. These are like the cheaper bust. I like that they're doing these. I like the lightsaber. The minifigures are obviously both awesome, but it's like his face is not good. Like, I don't even know if you took that lightsaber out of his hand and you just showed someone, I don't even know if they would immediately identify him as Yoda. That face is better.
So here's one of the newer ones.
Yeah, that face is better.
This is the original. I have that one back here behind us.
That one is still very Lego. It doesn't look like
that was from like 2000.
Before they got into their realism.
Yeah.
His face is not right on this new one, though. I don't, you know, no disrespect to the designers. I'm sure it's hard.
I mean, Grogu looks good.
Grogu looks really good. They nailed the eyes. The new Yoda has those beady little sunken in like meth eyes. Vader looks good.
Vader does look good.
Just I'm going to get like both. That. Yeah.
$39 is not, it'll go with my Star Wars themes. All right. Last but not least, they have announced the Bricklink Designer Program Series 10 finalists. And there's some basically taking the money.
Yeah. There's some bangers.
All right, so first one, we're going to talk about the Wild West station, our train station. It looks amazing. I do like this one, but I'm not going to get it because I don't buy the Western stuff. But it does look good. After that is the Firehouse. Love the Firehouse.
I saw people complaining about another Firehouse, but those same people said this is maybe their favorite Firehouse. Looks so good.
The hot dog guy.
Yeah, and the clock tower, like it's very good looking.
If you want me to go into more detail on them, let me know. I'll open them up.
I've already looked at all of them. Okay. I should be good here. All
right. The Space Cafe also is amazing.
My favorite set.
The Orange Spaceman, the pizza shop.
It's just so good. The little rocket on the side, the way the cafe is written up top. Like, I love this set.
I wonder what the final version is going to be. We won't know
for a
little
similar.
Bit. Yeah. This Joust Medieval tournament. It's a cool set. I like it. Not my favorite. I do like it.
I think it's fun.
Then this one, ooh.
The kiosk is good.
The kiosk, and it looks very similar to the Funhole kiosk.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I saw a lot of people saying like they just did a kiosk not long ago, but I think this one looks awesome. I think it was a gift with purchase that they did. But I'm excited about it. That one there. Yeah. Very, very similar to what they call the newsstand. But they look, I can't wait to get it. I'm going to get it. I'm excited about it. It and the cafe are the two I'm going to get.
But this will probably be the cheap one. What do you think about $49,
$59? $39, I think.
You're getting this one and the Space Cafe.
I think it'll be like $129 for the Space Cafe, maybe.
This one, the Space Cafe, and then the Firehouse.
Firehouse probably $299.
I do think the Firehouse will be.
They're also, for the first time, I think, in BrickLink, maybe since the beginning, they might have been then. They're all buildings. Hmm. So I think it's the first time they've all been buildings since the early sets.
Let's see. So they're going to refinalize it next year. So we'll see the final designs somewhere between April 1st and January 4th.
You won't see the final design until January of next year. Yeah. They'll wait.
Crowdfunding will start February 2027.
Yeah. You got a year. Well, yeah, don't got a year. You got the beginning of next year.
So this one says it has 10 minifigures, the Firehouse though.
Yeah. Looks good.
All right. Well, that's all I had for this week.
That is all I have too.
And as usual, guys, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact me on our socials at @game_stitch or at @hoeffenshow on Instagram or the X. That was episode 681. We'll be back next week. Time, place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.